And let's begin this morning in South Africa, where New Zealand is celebrating a last-minute goal against Slovakia to give the Kiwis a 1-1 draw in the World Cup. It's an historic moment for New Zealand. Coach Ricky Herbert calls it the country's greatest football moment. And while it might be only a draw, it's as good as a win. At its first World Cup 28 years ago, New Zealand lost all three games. Yesterday, we previewed this game with Jason Pine, football commentator with Radio Sport New Zealand. And Jason joins us again from Pretoria. Jason, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much, Fran. Yeah, it's a pretty proud day for the football fans and, in fact, the sports fans in New Zealand. A really good day to be a football fan, for sure.
Yeah, the coach calls it New Zealand's greatest football moment. Tell us about the moment, Jason, right before the final whistle. Did you see the goal coming?
Yeah, well, oddly, I think they had a better chance probably about 3 or 4 minutes before that when Shane Smeltz, who's more sort of directly connected with goal scoring, headed the chance just wide, and we kind of oohed and aahed and thought that's our chance gone. But they kicked on pressing, and when the ball was played into the area, Winston Reid, who's a defender by trade, found himself in an attacking position and managed to nod the ball just inside the far post. So I guess you could say that they were pressuring. We really thought that their chance might have gone, but it was getting very near the end of the game. So absolute delight amongst, the followers of the game and the players as well when that goal went in.
Yeah, Winston Reid describes it as the most important goal of my life. I think that's an understatement. He says, I actually didn't see the ball. I saw it late. When I saw it coming, I knew I just had to guide it on goal and not hit it too hard and it would go in. So it sounds like he was as surprised as anyone that he scored that goal.
I think you're right, yeah. I think he was, because the ball came over the top of a Slovakian defender as well, so I think Winston's right there. He probably was unsighted. So, look, if I was him, I'd be claiming it and telling everybody in the world that he knew exactly what he was doing, even if it wasn't the case.
How did the fans react, the fans there in the stadium?
Oh, yeah, with utter jubilation. I mean, it's a long way from New Zealand to South Africa, as you know, and several hundred have made the trip, and they certainly made their presence felt at Rustenburg today. They had the flags flying, and they're all dressed in white, and they'd certainly made sure that they were in good voice. And when the goal went in, well, as you can imagine, it certainly was a moment for huge celebration in the stands.
Perhaps it's overstating it to sort of talk about the importance of this draw for the team and for New Zealand, but it will certainly keep the country focused on the All Whites and their journey there at the World Cup, won't it?
I think you're right, yeah. I mean, I'm not too sure what would have happened if for example, the All Whites had lost heavily. I don't know what the reaction's been in Australia to Australia's loss first up to Germany and whether there's still a fair amount of interest and optimism around the Socceroos. But I think for the All Whites, had they suffered a loss first up, people might have sort of, maybe shrugged their shoulders a bit and looked for something else to focus their energies and their interest on. But this will certainly keep the interest high. It's kind of unexpected, I don't think anybody really was out there putting their house on the fact that New Zealand would get a draw against Slovakia. So now we look forward to the next game against Italy, a different kettle of fish altogether. But certainly the nation will stay focused on the All Whites for a few days longer yet.
And the result to one side, squeaking in with a draw, is great. But how did you rate the performance of the team?
Well, I thought they played well in the first half, going in at nil-all. I thought they, certainly the first 20 minutes anyway of the game, they came out and I thought they had the best or the better of Slovakia in the first 20 minutes, not able to score a goal. Slovakia came back and had chances before half-time, but they couldn't score either. Then when they scored after half-time, I thought, oh, here we go, this could be at the start of maybe a 2-0 or a 3-0. But I think Slovakia then sort of sat on their lead a little bit. And then with about 15 minutes to go, they kind of shut up shop a little bit and thought, well, we've got our 3 points. We've got our 1-0 win. We'll be happy with that and head to the next game. So maybe they let their guard down a bit at the end. But I think Ricky Herbert will certainly have things to work on. There were areas of the game, I guess the same as any game, where he'll want improvements. But for tonight anyway, here in South Africa, I know the team are just favouring a very good result for them and a history-making day for our country.
Jason, watching it from home for a bit, what was really noticeable was how empty the stadium was. That must be disappointing.
Yeah, 23,000 was the official attendance, Fran, and the stadium holds 43,000, so I guess it's only half full, isn't it? It's an odd one because we were told when we arrived in South Africa that the World Cup itself was 97% sold out. Which obviously, isn't the case at all because every single game has had empty seats. And so either people are buying tickets and not turning up or the organisers are perhaps being a little bit liberal with the statistical truth. But yeah, I guess Slovakia and New Zealand aren't the biggest draw cards in the world when it comes to football. The locals have turned up, and while there were probably 1,000 or so New Zealanders and perhaps twice as many Slovakians, you know, 20,000 from Africa or other interested bystanders isn't too bad, but I guess the organisers would have liked a few more in the stadium today.
Okay, well, good luck in the Crusade when you take on Italy on the weekend. Jason, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Fran. Thank you.
Jason Pine is the football commentator with Radio Sport New Zealand. And if New Zealand's keep winning, they always keep winning, perhaps all those Socceroo fans, if we don't get any joy, can move over and we can have an Australasian push there at the World Cup.